Welcome to Going Beyond Medicine with Elaine Grohman. Conversations with people who are working to make a difference in our world. Now here's your host for Going Beyond Medicine on Empower Radio, Elaine Grohman.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Elaine Grohman, and this is Going Beyond Medicine on Empower Radio. And Going Beyond Medicine, the goal of this show is to bring to the airways individuals who are making a difference in our world. And today is no exception. We have a phenomenal guest today, a young woman by the name of Tiffany Pham, who has so many attributes and so many accolades, it's almost hard to believe she's one woman. I had the great opportunity to meet Tiffany in person this year in February, and just was captivated by her, first of all, her humility. That was the thing that I really appreciated, and her deep understanding of what it needs, what we need to do to bring this world together. So I'm going to give a little introduction about my guest, Tiffany Pham. She's the founder and CEO of Mogul, which is an award-winning worldwide platform that connects women to trending content, stories, products, jobs that are personalized to them. And believe it or not, what was fascinating to me is this young woman taught herself how to code, and at her kitchen table, as she said in New York City, She taught herself how to code and created this incredible platform that in less than 2 years has just blossomed into 18 million subscribers to Mogul. So I like to welcome my guest, Tiffany Pham, to the show. Good morning or good afternoon, Tiffany.
Good afternoon, Elaine. Thanks so much for the kind intro. Really kind words from you.
Oh, well, I meant every word. And what I want to just, you know, there's so many things that we could talk about in this hour, but really what I'd like to ask you, Tiffany, you know, you've been named as one of 30 under 30. And what that means is, I think in your life, you have just been able to get right to it. You have found a dream, you followed that dream, and you brought that dream to fruition, which is so, to me, such an inspiration to so many people globally. So I want to thank you personally for that. But what I want to ask you is, what made you decide to start Mogul, first of all? Can you tell us a story of what was your inspiration, please?
Of course. Well, so really it actually all harkens back to my family, because my family has been in media for many generations. And for example, my great uncle, my father were all in media. But it was actually my grandmother that served as my biggest inspiration, because she had actually run newspapers across Asia to fight against propaganda. And she had ultimately worked to democratize media within Asia. So I always grew up wanting to be exactly like her. And what happened was that as I was growing up in France, I eventually moved to America at age 10. And as I did that, I learned how to speak English through media by watching TV, movies. And all of a sudden, that's when I started to really understand how powerful media could be for learning. But then it was when I was 14 years old that my grandmother passed away. And it was still the biggest shock of my life to hear that. And so,
of course, that
day,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, such a powerful day, one that I still remember so clearly years later. And that day, though, was the day that I made a promise to her that I was going to do everything I could to follow in her footsteps, to work to democratize media around the world as she had, and work to provide information access. So ever since that moment, that's all I've ever worked towards, was that promise to my grandmother.
Wow, Tiffany, and what a way to honor the legacy of your grandmother, and what an unbelievable example she set for you, to just be willing to be brave enough to speak against untruths. That is so powerful. Thank you for being willing to follow that, and I'm sure that, you know, she is eternally grateful for that, your continuation of it and bringing it into such a broader thing. So tell me, what was the thing that you learned from your grandmother about being so brave? Because you're certainly very brave in what you do.
Thank you. But I think what she taught the most was to just stand up for what you believe in and to just keep fighting, even if others are against you, to just keep fighting for what you believe in and what is the truth. So for me, you know, I think that we see that with Mogul every day, that ultimately what's being submitted to the platform, what's being posted are information, are insights from women all around the world Wherever they may be, they're often being told different things by the societies. Different boundaries are being set up before them. But thanks to the Mogul platform, thanks to fighting for what we believe in together, all of a sudden, all that information that was otherwise blocked by their own societies or media is all of a sudden rising to the top. And that's what's being exposed on the platform, and how now all together we're able to have courage together, support one another to lift that up.
And you know, the thing that I was so impressed with you, Tiffany, and again, my guest is Tiffany Pham, and she is the founder and the CEO of Mogul. So if you haven't been there yet, listeners, I would strongly suggest that you go to www.onmogul.com and add your voice in such a short period of time that she has broadened and opened the channels of communication for literally for women globally. But what's so amazing, Tiffany, is you immediately, almost since probably birth, you were, as you said, you were immersed in people that were willing to speak out with your family members. Mm-hmm. And then going into business development, it says as you were director of business development for CBS. So you always were immersed in the media. But what was the impetus for you to start Mogul? I know that you said that you wanted to continue what your grandmother was doing, but how did you decide on this kind of platform?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what happened was after my grandmother passed away and I made that promise to her, I sought every way to make that promise fulfilled. So what happened was I applied to college, for example, I applied to Yale, where I went for undergrad, and I said in my college essays that one day I would do this. I would start this company for women to empower them and enable them, providing information access. And same thing, age 21, applied to Harvard Business School and said yet again, I would do this one day. I would just start this company for women in order to fulfill my grandmother's promise. And every step along the way, I tried to do that. I tried to understand, though, the industry inside and out, every nuance of the industry so that I could ultimately one day launch what would ultimately become Mogul to success. And so that meant trying to understand strategy and business development, to finance and operations, marketing, content, technology. And as I did that, I took on roles to enable myself to learn more about those various facets. So I worked with Universal Pictures and BBC, advising their CEO and her team at the time, who now actually years later is one of our advisors at Mogul, then was at HBO, then CBS. What happened, though, was that when I was at CBS, I was helping to oversee TV and radio stations, websites, and mobile properties, especially within the strategy and business development realm. And I was helping our president at the time at CBS, becoming one of his right hands. And then simultaneously took on two other roles, one of which was with the vice mayor of Beijing, ultimately to launch a new venture in the U.S. area that could bridge the cultural gaps between the two countries, between U.S. and China. And that was all within the media entertainment realm as well. So that really helped me to bridge cultural gaps, learn about international relations in this way. And then the third job I had simultaneously was producing feature films and documentaries with the likes of Gerard Butler and Patricia Arquette and all these amazing talents that cared about the same things I did, which is highlighting different social issues that needed more global awareness. So,
you know, Tiffany, I want, if you don't mind my interrupting you, I had the opportunity the other night. I made the opportunity. I thought, how is this amazing young woman doing all this? And I watched the movie that you produced called Girlfriend. I was in tears. I was in tears. I thought it was so beautiful. It was so well done. It was so honest. And I've had members of my family with special needs. So this really touched me deeply. So I want to thank you for, you know, what is amazing to me is how one individual has had the so many extraordinary opportunities presented to you. And the thing that I think is unique about you, Tiffany, is you declare to the universe, this is what you're going to do. And so many people want the universe to bring things to their feet. It doesn't work that way, does it?
No, not at all. Thank you so much for watching the film. That means so much.
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah. I want to watch more. I was Googling, which ones has she done been involved with? I want to see what this young woman is doing. And we have an interesting connection, because when I first did my radio show, this is the second launching of Going Beyond Medicine. The first time I did it was 7.5 years ago on CBS. So we have a little bit of a common ground in that regard. So you knew that you wanted to create Mogul, but how did you know all? Well, certainly you couldn't have known before apps were so prevalent. Did you know how you were going to do it, or did this just kind of come upon you and you just said, I'm going to sit down and figure out how to do coding?
Well, what happened was, as I was working in all three jobs, I started inadvertently getting a lot of letters from young girls around the world who would read about me somehow, because some articles would talk about my jobs. And all of a sudden, though, one day, as you mentioned, I was listed on Forbes 30 under 30. And then all of a sudden, my inbox started flooding with emails every single day. And I started receiving hundreds of letters, and then eventually thousands of letters every single day. And that's when I started to realize that they were all coming in with the same questions. They were all sharing with me really heartbreaking stories that I still remember to this day. Young women in China, for example, telling me that they're considered leftover women because they have graduate degrees. They're in their 30s, though, and no one seems to want them. And it just was so heartbreaking. But the one thing they would say was that they knew that there was a better life out there because of the TV shows they would watch from America. And so, you know, as they were coming in, the letters, again, they kept on asking me, what are you reading every day? What are you watching? What are the resources you're accessing? Because you're right, these opportunities were not handed to me. In fact, it was by always reading so much on the internet that I would find out about new things that I could do potentially. I would try to find any way possible to get my foot in the door, to try to find a way to collaborate with other creators so that then I could learn from them. And so what happened was, as these young girls were writing to me and asking me these questions, I would write back to them every single day, every single letter, until after some time, I started to realize that instead of sharing this information one-on-one behind the scenes, what if we had a platform whereby millions of us could share our insights from the ground level and our careers, our lives, our journeys, essentially. And then from that exchange of information, we could gain access to more knowledge from one another. I'm that much better and stronger together.
You know, when I had the opportunity to hear you be interviewed in Florida and then to meet you, you may not remember this, but I said to you that you were actually fulfilling an ancient Native American prophecy, which is bringing women back to their rightful place in humanity. And I thanked you for that. And you were gracious enough to ask me to be one of your mogul influencers. And I looked at you probably like a deer in headlights and said, sure, but what the heck does that mean? So I want to thank you for letting me, you know, I'm not a 30 under 30. I'm a 60, honey. and to be willing to just be so open to say, would you lend your voice? I want to thank you for that opportunity, because it is so important that women of all ages, that we start to take the hands of little ones, little girls, and say, you mean something. You are important. Your voice is important. And all the way up until the elders, I was with my 88-year-old our mother-in-law yesterday, who's still so vibrant. And as I was driving her home from Father's Day, she said, you know, honey, I don't feel like I'm 88 on the inside. And that's what we want to make sure, that people feel young because they're heard. And I want to thank you for what you're doing with that. And how is it that Mogul, as people are being able to, Tiffany, allow their voices to be heard, their thoughts to be shared on Mogul, how is this opening other avenues for your platform in general? Because it's not just a handheld device. This is collecting people all over the world, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, no, and thank you so much for being a Mogul influencer. It's an honor to have you. And as you know, actually, yes, as you mentioned, we reach 18 million women each week, but our influencers are truly women who are so powerful in their voices and their insights. And so it's a very small, special subset of, you know, 1,500 women that we believe so much that we want to highlight further on the platform. And so I encourage anyone who would like to become a mogul influencer to contact me after this show. happy to provide my email address on the show, tiffany@onmogo.com.
Absolutely.
I'm sure all your listeners are so amazing that I would love to be in contact with them. And so what happened, you know, essentially is to answer your question, is that, yes, this platform is to amplify the voices of women around the world who are essentially blocked by the societies or the media from but realizing what they can accomplish, what they can achieve. And it's through now the platform on Mogul that they can start to realize from realizing that they can be what they can see. And so that's what the platform is achieving. It's enabling this exchange of insights from women like yourselves who have done it, who have achieved so much, and now are having the time to give back, and enabling these young women who are wishing to be more like you to now, because they see what you're doing, to realize that they can follow in your footsteps and follow in that path to get to where you are today.
Mm.
So so now we are accessed every single day by all 186 countries and 31,000 cities around the world. And it's for that reason that we have the massive scale, massive reach that we become one of the go-to technology partners to the United Nations for preventing gender equality and quality education.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I would imagine with women in their local communities, I don't know exactly entirely, I don't understand all the how your platform is created, and but I'm just so amazed by the insights that people are willing to share. And are you able then to create, like, I guess you'd call them grassroots groups all globally for women, that especially women that have been disenfranchised? I would imagine that would be such an important thing, so that they know they have a woman down the street that has the same issue, or in the next town, or maybe in their same family. Go ahead, please.
That's such a wonderful thing that you just brought up. And it's completely by chance, I think, but or else otherwise.
Nothing's by chance, sweet pea.
But it's actually a special feature that I'm happy to exclusively announce, therefore, on your radio show that is actually coming up on the platform soon. We will be launching groups, enabling localized groups of women from all around the world to now be able to communicate with one another and create grassroots movements. So it's exactly as you described.
Oh, my gosh.
So how wonderful that you should actually say that.
Well, you know,
that is actually what we're working on at the moment.
You know, I have a dear friend who has lived for 40 years in Africa. And one of the things that they have done was what they see as the resilience of women who have been so disenfranchised through war and civil unrest and the dominance of patriarchal governance, and, you know, bringing women together, that when women work together, women understand, regardless of whether you've had a child or not, there is this, there is something in our DNA that says we need to work together, and we need to make sure that we preserve this planet, and we take care of children, and we look to the future. And I think that that's, women innately know these things. And I applaud you for what you're doing, Tiffany. And if there's any way I can help you, honey, I'm on board because it's really so important. And how proud your grandmother would be, and for the work that you are doing. And are you still doing films, Tiffany?
Well, so actually, Mogul is producing films, producing content. What we have now is the technology layer, which is reaching the 18 million women each week. That's on the top of the platform. But we have supporting the platform. We have two arms called Mogul Studios and Mogul Mentorship, two separate arms that now support the technology layer so that we can reach as many women around the world as possible. So what Mogul Studios does is it actually produces content in partnership with other organizations to create content that would be engaging further with our female millennial base and distributing it through the platform and other outlets as well. And Mogul Studios recently produced a film called AWOL, which was a coming of age story of a young woman who recently entered the army and her trials and tribulations since then, and especially she falls in love. So it's a very you know, a huge story, a very powerful story with an all-female cast and team. So it was a perfect film for Mogul to help co-produce.
So how would people get in touch with you, Tiffany, if they had an idea, for instance, of some kind of thing, just like what you're speaking about, a very unique situation where a woman is in the military, a very male-dominated institution. How do people get in touch with what you're doing? Is that on the mobile app?
That's a good question. So this particular film, for example, premiered first at Tribeca Film Festival. So that was just about a month and a half ago that it premiered. However, I think, yes, you'll definitely see aspects of it on the platform itself. Wonderful. And so we'll be sure to announce that as it comes along, the release online. It then will be available on the Mogul platform. So it's very exciting that we'll be able to share that with our user base and keep them informed on that.
Well, I just want to remind my listeners that my guest today is Tiffany Pham. She is an amazing young woman listed under the 30 Under 30 on many different by different organizations. She is the founder and CEO of Mogul, an award-winning worldwide platform that connects women to trending content, stories, products, and now in ways that they're going to be able to help women support one another. She is a coder, which is, to me, is mind-boggling, you know, just to have that ability to think in that way. So proud of you, darling. And how she is, through the creation of this platform, she and her team, and by the way, she has an amazing team, reaches 18 million women every week and has been listed as the top people to watch by Entrepreneur Magazine and by Inc. Magazine, Forbes, Bustle, and Harvard Business School. So again, welcome to the show, Tiffany. Thank you for taking the time. I can only imagine how incredibly busy your schedule is. So congratulations on having your work shown at the Tribeca Film Festival. That must have been very, very exciting.
Yes, absolutely. And just, I think, conveys the power of our storytelling team within Mogul Studios to engage with our female millennial base and all the amazing women out there who want to learn more about the stories of everyday America to internationally as well. So we'll be for sure able to produce content that's relevant to each part of the world that accesses Mogul every single day over time.
Mm. And how can you give us a little bit more information, excuse me for interrupting, about Mogul Mentorship, the Mogul Mentorship platform, and what is that? What do you hope to accomplish there, and what are you accomplishing there?
Oh, sure, of course. So if you think back to why I first started Mogul, it was because, as I mentioned, I was receiving hundreds and thousands of letters every single day from young girls asking for advice, one-on-one behind the scenes. And I thought at first, perhaps we should build a platform to service those young girls so that they could exchange their insights on a ground level. And that way we would be able to access more knowledge from one another. And, you know, that's actually what set me off eventually to start to teach myself how to code and build initially the first iteration of Mogul myself. And every single day, just learn how to code Ruby on Rails that we could launch Mogul platform to these thousands of girls that were initially contacted me. And then eventually that became over 1 million users in its first week. So it grew very fast via the platform. But in the end, I always wanted to bring it back to those young girls who had been asking for me for advice one-on-one. And so that is what the Mogul Mentorship aspect of the platform is. So I mentioned there's the technology layer on top that reaches the 18 million women that's enabling them to exchange insights from the ground level. But it's supported by two arms, one of which is called Mogul Studios, which we talked about, and then the other of which is called Mogul Mentorship. And Mogul Mentorship essentially is a mentorship channel that you can email 24/7 and get an immediate response back regarding your life or career. Any question you may have, you get a response back from experts within that realm, and it will guide you along the way throughout your life and career in a way that hadn't been done before. I remember when I was a young girl moving to America here, I didn't know anyone, and I wanted so much to learn how to be better and to learn from someone great, but I didn't know who to turn to. And now, just imagine now, millions of girls now have someone to turn to because of this mentorship channel at Mogul. So what it is that as they subscribe to this channel, for the users who can afford it, we actually provide it for free internationally to a girl anytime someone subscribes. subscribes. And then from that, we're able to provide it to the 62 million girls around the world who don't have access to an education ultimately.
Oh my gosh.
Because the societies prevent them from attending schools, for example.
Wow. So what, we're going to be taking a short break in just a minute, but I want to again reintroduce my guest, Tiffany Pham, who is the founder and the CEO of OnMogul, which is just an amazing platform that is currently, and just probably at the tip of the iceberg, is already influencing 18 million lives a week. When we come back, Tiffany, I'd like to talk to you about the important thing that you just mentioned, the desire to ask. We have to remember, we have to ask. If we don't ask, we won't be given, because people aren't going to know that we need something. So this is Elaine Grohman. I am on Empower Radio. This is Going Beyond Medicine. We'll be back in just a moment with my guest, Tiffany Pham.
I'm home and I love it. I'm home where I belong. I'm home and I love it. I'm home where I belong.
It's always nice to come home, but these days, many Americans are at risk of foreclosure and losing their homes. Fortunately, help is available. Making Home Affordable is a free program from the U.S. government that has already helped over a million struggling homeowners, and we want to help you.
I'm home. And I love it. I'm home. I'm home.
Find out now what your options are. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE. The sooner you act, the better chance we can help you.
I'm home. I'm home. Where I be.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the Lost Cat Magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Larry, mind if I sit down?
Nope.
This coffee tastes like coffee. So what's going on?
Not much.
What's new?
Not much.
Okay, but can you please put the newspaper down while you say not much?
What newspaper?
This newspaper. Oh, dude! What happened to your face? I see one, two,
ow,
three, four, five, six,
ow,
seven. Dude, what is
ow
this? 11 pieces of toilet paper stuck to your face?
I'm shaving in the dark to save energy. I'm helping the environment.
That's a dangerous way to help the environment.
Well, sometimes you have to sacrifice yourself for the greater good.
Dude, there's an easier and safer way to help the environment without sacrificing yourself. Go green, go public. Take public transportation. It's good for the environment and you won't have to live behind a newspaper.
Wow.
But for now, put the newspaper back up.
A message from the public transportation systems across the country. To learn more, visit publictransportation.org.
Now back to Elaine Grohman and Going Beyond Medicine on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Elaine Grohman on Going Beyond Medicine on Empower Radio. My guest today in the second hour, if continue our conversation for the first half of the hour, is Tiffany Pham. She is the founder and CEO of Mogul, and just an amazingly talented and, most importantly, generous young woman. And we're talking about this incredible platform that she has developed a little over 2 years ago called Mogul. So if you go online, it's www.onmogul.com. And it is a platform that is currently being accessed by 18 million people worldwide. So welcome back to the show, Tiffany, and thank you for your time.
Hi, thank you again for having me. It's been really fun.
Well, great. And I want to talk to you about something that you said at the end of the last segment is asking. Tell me what you think is so important about asking.
No, I think you highlighted it at the beginning, which is that you really have to ask in order to get. And with Mogul, certainly that was part of my journey, was learning how to ask others for help, learning how to ask others for opportunities to learn from them, to collaborate with them. And all along the way, it was always that ask that got us to where we are today.
Well, I think that so many people really need to take that to heart, because there's the phrase, asking you shall receive, is such an important thing. Because if you don't ask, people don't know what your dreams are. They don't know what your hopes are. And I think that particularly as people get older just anyone, that they want to share their expertise if they can, because we're here after all on this planet together, and we can only really solve problems and come up with creative solutions together. Most people don't do them singularly. They do them together. So thank you for your courage, Tiffany, to learn how to ask and to have the courage to say, you know, I'm going to ask and I'm going to ask and I'm going to ask again. Because I'm sure that many times you didn't always get the yes answer. You might have had people think, well, who is this young whippersnapper? Why is she asking me for this? You know, but I'm sure more often than not, you have found people that say, yeah, I want to help you. How was that for you?
Oh, absolutely. No, you're totally right on with that point, which is that especially when Mogul was very young, when we were just a seed of a company, certainly when I asked, it took a lot of convincing for people to say yes initially, for those who didn't immediately see the vision. And over time, though, those no's that eventually at the beginning were occurring would always turn into a yes. And so that was something that I had to keep in mind, was if I just worked hard enough, that people who initially said no to me would eventually say yes. So in fact, those no's were actually not no's, but just a not right now.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that and realizing that was really powerful and key for me. So ultimately then I was able to just move past those no's so quickly and to just forget about them. Initially, you know, investors might have said no, press might have said no, it didn't matter, because in the end, I knew that it would come back to become a yes.
Let me ask you how, you know, when you're creating a platform. So like first one who doesn't understand, if you're talking to somebody that doesn't really know, well, how is the income coming in from this? How do you convince us, a financer that, you know, I please lend me your money so that we can do this together? How do you get people to understand what the app world does in terms of connectivity, and so that they would be willing to invest in you? Because so many people have wonderful ideas, but they don't know where to get the advice. They don't know where to find the advisors. They don't know where to get the funding to do these kinds of things.
So with Mogul initially, when we launched, it was just based on $200. Like I literally had no funds at all to launch Mogul otherwise. So it was just based on that amount of money. But over time, what I was able to do was bootstrap it.
What do you mean by that term?
Yeah, exactly. Bootstrapping is essentially just relying on its own profits. The company is relying on its own profits in order to continue its growth. And so what I mean by that specifically with regards to Mogul is that I put display advertising on there from Google AdSense. And I just put display advertising like banner ads on the site initially, in order to just sustain it. So at the beginning, because we launched 2 million users within our first week, we had a little bit of revenue coming into the site, such that then the platform was just able to sustain itself and grow. And so it was actually profitable then to begin with, and it was just able from that profit to continue existing. But then in order to accelerate the growth, I knew I needed to bring in some sort of outside capital in order to continue accelerating our reach. So I brought it to someone who I felt could understand our situation.
Mm.
And that was the founder of Match.com. The founder of Match.com had happened to invest in a friend of mine who had started another company that I had advised for years. In fact, he and I had been in the film industry together, collaborated there. Then he had started his technology startup. I had been one of his advisors. It was almost a bit of karma in which, you know, after years of helping this young man, this friend of mine, and then he eventually introduced me to one of his investors years later after a year's collaboration. And I mentioned that because I believe so much in just giving and giving and giving without ever expecting something back. But when you give and give and give, ultimately you're learning, you're collaborating. And then one day something such as this might occur. So he introduced me to his investor, and that was the founder of Match.com. I pitched him my very first time pitching anyone. And he thankfully believed so much in what we were doing and really understood the traction we were experiencing, because he too, when he started Match.com, had experienced such an explosion of growth, but hadn't been able to sustain all those users on the platform due to a lack of capital on his end. Mm. So therefore, he ended up losing hundreds of thousands of more users that he could otherwise have had. And so he didn't want that to happen to Mogul. So he came on board immediately as an advisor and as our first investor. And that started the momentum I needed to now bring it to other potential investors and then start accelerating the amount of capital coming into the company. So it was all thanks to him believing first.
Well, that is fantastic. So again, my guest is Tiffany Pham, and she is the founder and CEO of Mogul. And are you based right in New York City, Tiffany, or now you've branched out to other offices? Is that right?
Yeah, so we're headquartered in New York. We are lucky to be based in Hearst Tower. And then we actually are in two other cities office-wise. We have offices in San Francisco and Paris, France.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. I'm looking at your website right now on mogul.com, and I'm so thrilled to see that you offer courses. Can you explain to the listening mm-hmm. audience what the courses are, how that came to be, and how someone might be able to take advantage of using the courses that you offer?
Oh, of course. So the courses are actually part of the Mogul mentorship subscription that I'd mentioned before.
Yes.
Whereby if you want to email a mentor 24/7, and then all of a sudden you can have an immediate response back regarding your life and career.
Okay.
That mentorship channel is accompanied by 10 courses across engineering, finance, education, career, entrepreneurship, so also other subject matters in your life that are just equally as important, from relationships, fitness, travel, beauty, cuisine. And all these courses have been co-created by experts within those realms, within those industries. So truly, you're learning from the best within these courses as well as the mentors.
I think that is such a brilliant idea. And
thank you.
What is so lovely is that people, as you had mentioned, Tiffany, that there's so many people in the world that we living in the United States of America, we forget that there are people that don't have access to education, that don't have the funding or the opportunity or the encouragement to continue on with higher education or with just any education. So that you offer this is so amazing. Is there any kind of way for people that maybe don't have the funding to have a computer or a phone or some way of accessing this? Is there a way that that people are able to be provided with the means of contacting on Mogul and other sites like yours?
Yes, definitely. We're working towards that in many different ways. So with the courses in particular, for example, for the 62 million girls around the world that we're providing this for free towards, we're actually working with nonprofit partners who are disseminating the courses to their constituencies and who therefore oftentimes have computers available to their constituents to access such a platform. And so that's one aspect of how we're reaching out to the young women around the world who would benefit so much from Mogul, but don't necessarily have the device to do so. But otherwise, for those who are in emerging markets and do have mobile phones, for example, maybe not a computer, at least a Mogul platform is currently right now being developed into a mobile app so that they can actually access us via an app that then will make it that much easier to access information that's so valuable on the platform. So right now, actually, on the Mogul platform, about 95% is actually already accessing us via mobile. So So it's already a truly mobile-first platform already. For that reason, we want to service our users even more so and develop that app, especially for the emerging market.
And this is so wonderful, because what we need to really understand is we really are one world. And this is certainly something that you're seeing and you're helping to encourage. And can you tell me about how you know, so Mogul is primarily for women, but not exclusively for women, because you do have people that add content that are men that are supporting women. And how are you finding that men are engaging with you and the work that you're doing to help to lift women up to where they need to be?
Well, that's such a good question, because yes, we absolutely are inclusive of men and women both in order to support women. And so for that reason, we have such amazing men who are contributing their insights as well, who believe so much in our mission that we need to combine together in order to ensure that everyone is equal around the world. And so for that reason, we're very encouraging for all to share their insights on the platform to lift us all up together. We see amazing men from, you know, the people that you see posting on the platform today to our advisors, consistent of many amazing both men and women too, helping us along the way. The founder of Match.com, you know, obviously is a very amazing man who believes in our mission, to the former chief creative officer of AOL, to our mutual friend James Benedict, also one of our advisors. So many people who, again, believe so much in our mission, whether they're a man or a woman, standing alongside us to accomplish this.
Yes, it's essential. It's essential. For those of you who are not familiar with Mogul, I would really highly suggest that you get online, go to www.onmogul.com. And the thing that I love right off the bat, right at the masthead of the page, is there's so many different topics that are so relevant to any part of our life: growth, love, the world, style, culture, all of these things. And there's also areas where people can just sign up. Anyone can sign up. And can you tell us how you came up with the idea of upvoting articles that are submitted? And then also, you give people the opportunity to immediately connect with one another through leaving comments by something that's written. Can you talk about that, please, Tiffany?
Oh, sure. So those are some of the powerful aspects of the platform that really help users to interact and engage with one another. So how I came up with upvoting and downvoting was that initially, when I thought of the idea of creating a platform to enable women's insights and exchanging that information and accessing knowledge from one another, I started to realize that perhaps it actually was similar to the concept at Reddit. Reddit, though, was at the time servicing a largely male millennial base. And on the platform, there was trending content too, and enabling essentially downvoting and upvoting of content on a platform. But again, because it serviced a largely male millennial base, it wasn't an environment totally necessarily conducive for women.
Yes.
So the Mogul platform, in a way, is known to some as the Reddit for women, one in which it's women from all around the world posting their content or their insights, and then thereafter it's upvoting and downvoting. Capabilities are enabling the platform to recognize what's trending amongst women's conversations all around the world, so that on a real-time basis, you can see on the homepage what's truly top of mind right now from women all around the world, what's truly important to them at this moment.
Yeah, so you have on the website trending, popular, mm-hmm. and then latest. So people have the yes. opportunity to read someone's article, whatever it is, or just their thoughts or something that they're working on or anything that's at the top of their mind. And then the readers can upvote it or downvote it. So what does downvoting mean? Does that mean someone disagrees or someone just doesn't like the article? What is downvoting?
Downvoting is actually essentially a good quality control in some ways in which the users are expressing a dislike of the particular content posted. Mm-hmm. Doesn't necessarily mean disagree. I think the disagreeing oftentimes occurs within the comment section itself.
Yes.
Because we love sometimes for content to be posted, you know, and then it enables a healthy discussion back and forth and debate between our community. Oftentimes you'll see, you know, really supportive comments, even in the form of someone who disagrees. And that oftentimes occurs within the comment itself. The upvote and downvote, though, is typically showcasing an appreciation for the content itself being posted, or else dislike because of the potential lack of quality of that content. So over time, because of that, all the downvoted content falls away quite quickly, and those that have been upvoted rise up to the top of the homepage. And then from there, the algorithm calculates the other metrics on the platform, such as the number of views, shares, comments on the post, in order to then calculate which one is the most likely to go viral at this moment. And that is what is number one on top, and subsequently two and three and four, et cetera.
It's
showcasing right now what's most likely to go viral, what's about to go viral.
So again, to my listeners, my guest today is Tiffany Pham. She is the founder and CEO of Mogul, which is based in New York City and now has more offices across the globe, reaching 18 million listeners, viewers rather, online. Do you have any intent to bring this to an audio version? For the reason I'm asking is I have a dear friend who is visually impaired. Do you have any way that someone could listen to this if they did not have the gift of sight, or if they had some other challenge that might make it easier for them to listen to it? Is that something in the horizon?
That's a great question. And I've certainly been exploring technologies in order to enable that. Currently, what we're building in is first translation features, in order to enable further that international expansion, and in order to ensure that others with different capabilities in terms of languages are able to access the platform. So that's something that we're first working towards, but definitely enabling someone like your friend to be able to access the platform too through audio, I think, is a compelling idea. And I've already been exploring technologies in order to create that accessibility.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So I think that's something to look for in the future, yes.
That is fantastic. So, Tiffany, what have been some of the surprises that have happened, joyful surprises that, you know, people just open up their hearts and their minds and their abilities to assist you? What has been some surprises as you've launched Mogul and as you've seen it go forward?
I think some of the biggest surprises were just how quickly the platform grew. I just had no idea that it could actually grow to such a level from the very get-go. Back when I first started coding, really, it was, again, just to help those thousands of young girls contacting me every single day. You know, they were the ones who drove me to, during the daytime, work with the president of CBS Digital, to the vice mayor of Beijing, to all the other talents and filmmakers I was working with, and then stay up at nights at 3 a.m. to just teach myself Ruby on Rails and built this little product for them. You know, at the end of the day, it was just something that I was building for them. And then when it launched, I never thought it could launch to 1 million users within its first week. And now, subsequently, 2 years later, reach 18 million women each week. And because of that, it really is something now that we think about every single day at the Mogul team, at the Mogul headquarters. We realize that the impossible is actually possible. Every single day, we think about the impossible blue sky goals we could possibly accomplish at Mogul. In this particular project, for example, what would be the most amazing thing that could happen, given that that's a very recurring thing at Mogul? And then now we try to think, even though that seems impossible, even though that would be so amazing if we could accomplish it, how can we actually work backwards to make it a possibility, to now set that monthly goal and set the weekly goal and set the daily goal, work backwards to make it a possibility?
Well, I think that you must be an amazing woman to work for. And I almost hesitate to say work for, because it sounds like you're not just the boss. You're the coworker, you're the friend, you're part of this mix of helping people open their minds and open their hearts. Because I think that that's what's such an important part of being an entrepreneur and being someone that really is able to get things done. It's not just about being in control of everybody, which we see is such a challenge in our world, that people are trying to control things, and you'll eventually have resentment with that. And you lead by example, which I think is such a beautiful, and it is really the truthful way to lead. And how are you? Well, first of all, thank you for sharing that. And you must have an extraordinary team.
Oh, we definitely do have an amazing team. I'm so grateful for them. Basically, it's actually consistent of people that I've collaborated with for many years prior to Mogul, whether I was working with them on the films, to technology, to other just initiatives around the world, whereby I grew friendships from those collaborations and then thereafter believed so much in them and they believed so much in me that when Mogul came about, they were natural fits for the team. Mm-hmm. But the team is also made up of super users on the platform. Those were so passionate about Mogul that they contacted me in some way, asked if they could potentially be a consultant or contractor in some way, working part-time for free, anything, volunteer. And then from there, we got to know each other well. They continued to love Mogul so much that it became an amazing fit and opportunity to then bring them full-time onto the platform and to onto the team, I mean. And then thereafter, now many of them have become the heads of their various departments in this way.
Mm. Again, my guest is Tiffany Pham, the founder and CEO of On Mogul. Mogul, this incredible platform that brings women together globally, 18 million viewers. And it's only in its infancy, truly. It's only 2 years old. Is that correct, Tiffany?
And yes, it's just 2 years old.
What you're doing is just, I see it almost like this beautiful wave that's going out into the world. And what's so beautiful, and you had mentioned our mutual friend, James Benedict. I remember the first time I had the opportunity to speak and then meet James Benedict. We need men like James and other men in the world that are, I literally remember him coming up to me with tears in his eyes and he said, Elaine, I know I'm here to help women. And I think that, you know, that is such a profound, beautiful thing, because in our culture that's dying away, thankfully, the patriarchal culture, is women were not heard. And we need to be heard because we have a different approach, a different understanding. And to have this beautiful, living, working example of collaboration and not jealousy, not how am I going to run this and how am I going to be in control of this. You're such a beautiful example, Tiffany, of what it means to be an entrepreneur, what it means to live with your heart wide open. Because when your heart is open, then your mind is open. And when your mind is open, the challenges that we see every single day, we will no longer ignore. When we ignore challenges, they persist and they fester. But when we look at the challenges that need to be, you know, have a solution to them, then when we can come together, then we will find it. And it will be almost like, my gosh, why didn't they think of that before? Do you find that's true? That people are coming together to see how can we create the solutions, as you said, with your team? How are we going to make something happen?
Oh, absolutely. We're so grateful that so many people around the world believe in what we're doing every single day, that they are coming all together to find ways in which we can create a solution to enable this mission further. And that's across the board in terms of external and internal. For example, externally, our users themselves finding ways in which to do that. For example, we have this amazing base of super users on our platform called the Mogul Global Ambassadors. And they're young girls or young women, as well as just women all around the world who generally just believe in the Mogul mission and want to spread that further. And they're tasked with spreading the word to their communities and through that being able to disseminate the Mogul mentorship, for example, for free to the 62 million girls around the world who don't have access to an education. So they're the ones who are really leading that movement forward internationally on behalf of the Mogul platform. So that's one aspect of people coming to the platform and wanting to create this change with us, to our, of course, our Mogul influencers who are sharing their voices and their insights on the platform, amplifying their insights even further across the worldwide audience. So that's on the user side. And then within the team side as well, just people coming to find ways to help us, from investors who we didn't know necessarily before but had heard about us so much within their circles or their friends and the press, et cetera, and who now want to provide us with further funding because we believe that we are creating a true difference, a scalable mentorship for young girls, and as well as advisors and think tank members and just team volunteers in general, contractors, et cetera, full-time employees who all together now create a world-class team, creating a true difference globally.
Well, I want to thank you because we're just running out of time. It's amazing how an hour always goes by so quickly. But Tiffany, again, Tiffany Pham, founder and CEO of Mogul, how can people get in touch with you? And I want to thank you before the hour ends. Thank you for being a change agent in this world. We need change agents, and thank you for being one. How can people get in touch with you, Tiffany?
Yes, a great question. Thank you so much again for having me on the show. I would love to invite all of your radio listeners to feel free to contact me at tiffany@onmogul.com, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y @onmogul.com. And if you're actually interested in becoming a Mogul influencer, as I extended the invitation before, which is a very exclusive, a huge honor on our platform, you should feel free to contact Bethany@onmogul.com, BETHANY@onmogul.com. And we're excited to have you all and to extend this invitation to Elaine's amazing listeners.
Well, thank you so much, Tiffany. I know you're a busy woman. I want to thank you for what you're doing for women globally. I look forward to spending more time with you in the future and learning all the new things that you're doing. And personally, I want to thank you for allowing me to be a part of your platform. I love it. And I want to help in any way I can. So thank you for all you're doing. Again, this is Elaine Grohman on Going Beyond Medicine on Empower Radio. My guest has been Tiffany Pham for Mogul, www.onmogul.com. Please make sure that you take advantage of listening to what your voice contributes to the betterment of humanity. Thank you so much, and see you next week.